But before that, Reverend Ian McNee, Minister of Trinity Presbyterian Church in Ballymoney, has been selected as the new moderator of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. And I'm delighted to say he joins us in studio. Good morning to you and congratulations.
Thank you very much indeed, Karen.
Did it come as a surprise?
It did come as a surprise, and I'm deeply humbled that many of my colleagues in the ministry and many ruling elders within the various presbyteries have felt that they could entrust me with this important responsibility within the church.
You describe yourself as a conservative evangelical. What does that mean?
Well, it basically means that I would be one who would want to promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. I would believe the Bible is the word of God, that it's the answer to the great problems that society faces today, and that if people were to put into practice what the Bible teaches, that there's no greater philosophy of life that can be embraced than that that is found in the Word of God.
It was a strong competition. The church missed another opportunity to elect its first female moderator. Reverend Liz Hughes ran alongside you last year and narrowly missed out. She wasn't chosen then, as I say, last night for a second time, with female bishops being appointed in other churches. Is the Presbyterian Church falling behind a little, do you think?
Oh, by no means, Karen. In fact, the very opposite. The Presbyterian Church chose to go down the route of ordaining women ministers in 1974. And when that decision was taken, corresponding to that, the church was actually saying at that point, we're prepared to have a woman moderator if she is elected. Now, as I understand, the Church of England have only taken that policy decision more recently. So rather than our church being behind, in fact, we're in some respects leading the way. But having said that, yes, you're quite correct that up to this point in time, the church has not determined that they would elect a woman moderator.
Well, on that point, the first woman minister, Ruth Patterson, was ordained some 40 years ago. Yes. Now it's four decades, and still male clerics can choose to exclude women from pulpits. Do you believe in the ordination of women clerics?
Well, I'm not sure that male clerics choose to exclude them, but as far as Ruth Patterson was concerned, she has been a great ambassador for women within the church. She certainly has endeared herself to many, many people. But as far as the election this year is concerned, I think the church just simply went down the route that it determined that it wanted to go through those who met. As you do know, there are 19 presbyteries, and these presbyteries met simultaneously last evening, and they just took the decision that they took. And those who are not all that in favour, if you want to put it like that, of women's ordination, don't hold that position from a point of view of personal preference, but they hold that position from the point of view of they believe that as they interpret the scriptures, that the leadership role within the church is not necessarily like the leadership role within society, that men and women complement each other, and consequently, possibly that's why many people have taken the view that they take, and that's why the church has not embraced the election of a woman moderator.
Do you share that view personally?
I would have a conviction that, like many other people within all major denominations, that there are some concerns about that issue, and yes, I would share that conviction as well.
But how does that square with your statement where you say that you believe we should not cling to the traditions of the past but seek to be relevant to today?
Well, as far as I would be concerned, the Word of God, as we have it in the Scriptures, is, as our church would want to put it, the only infallible rule of faith and practice and the supreme standard of the church. And as far as I would be concerned, we need to be able to move forward as a church in so many different ways, but we don't need to necessarily set aside what society wants us at times to set aside. For example, even the basic commandments, people would want us to move away from the commandments, but that's not to say that we should do that. And the tradition of the church is the commandments, and we want to hold on to those commandments, but at the same time there are other traditions that are not if you want to call them, biblically based traditions that we can move away from and that we don't need to be slaves to what we've always done in the past.
Reverend McNee, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed, and good luck in the months ahead. That's the moderator designated, I believe, is the accurate term for you there. Reverend McNee there, Minister currently of Trinity Presbyterian Church in Ballymoney. Thank you.